WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the new year here. And, you know, I don't know if you heard here in Maryland, but we have wagering now, sports wagering at the casino level. And Luke and I did a whole segment picking against the point spreads this week. I felt like it was 1994. Maryland Lottery is going to be getting back to doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour with us in March. I know you find this hard to believe, big plans together for the spring. We get the masks off and do all that. John Martin is here. He is our friend, the director of the Maryland Lottery and the game. I'm going to experience the gaming part. The lottery part, my wife and I bought tickets. By the way, no offense, man. I love you and I love, but when we buy the tickets and we don't win the $700 million, it doesn't shock me. But there is that part where with the scan now, my wife scan, not a winner, not a winner, not a winner. And it's like, all right, now I'm getting obsessed with being a winner.
Yeah. Well, you know, that happens. That obsession can happen. And just this week, we had yet another millionaire here in the state of Maryland. On the Tuesday night Mega Millions drawing this week, we had some lucky winner in Severn at a 7-Eleven. Say that fast, 7-Eleven Severn. But we had a lucky $1 million winner. They've clearly not made themselves. They may not even know about themselves yet, waking up and this week. So sometimes it takes a couple of days for people to realize, especially at that level of win. And we always encourage people, especially at any size win that could be life altering, take your time. You have 182 days to claim that prize. Make sure your affairs are in order. You have all the documentation you need. So when you come in to claim, we can make it as easy and painless as possible. And we'd like to see winners come into our studio. We love winners.
You know what? I love winners too, by the way. These are my Raven scratch-offs that I still have. And I have them because we haven't been able to like go out and do a proper Maryland Crab Cake tour since last year because of the restrictions and where we are. But the guy that won the $50 right after you left, it felt like he won $1 million. You know what I mean? Like when you win, it feels good to win. And we watched football last weekend. I must tell you this. I went out the other day. Can I give a free plug? I want to give a free plug to a great
place. It's your show, Nestor. Go ahead.
I want to give a free plug to a great place. There's a place called the Oven Bird Bakery that's down in Little Italy. And they're expanding. They're going to be in the new Lexington Market. And they're going somewhere else, maybe Highland Town, I believe, as well. Just delicious little place. And I went in and I was wearing your mask. The Maryland, the blue with the L.
Yes, right.
I went in. And she said, and I was getting a delicious morning glory muffin and some chocolate hazelnut mousse. So, by the way, I had a little last bite of that last time. It's delicious. So with my Royal Farms coffee, I got my chicken palooza going. So I went in. She said, I love your mask. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a lottery mask. She's like, yeah, I love it. It's the lottery. And I'm thinking to myself, I have one. I'm going to bring you one back. So tell the lady, if you see her at the Oven Bird, that I'm bringing her the lottery mask, that even my mask leads me out to have people talk to me about the lottery. You know,
We love when that happens. We always love talking about the lottery. Hey, you know, well, we need to swap out those Ravens tickets, it's time to turn the page. So next time, you're
Monopoly. You're going to monopolize me?
You know what? Let's go the Monopoly route because that's our latest and greatest. The Monopoly family of games was launched last week. And what that means when we say family of games is that we hit the marketplace full on. We have a $1, a $2, a $5, and a $10 scratch-off ticket. But wait, there's more. We also have a $3 and a $20 fast play instant win ticket. So we have six price points for the Monopoly brand. Everybody
explain
loves
this
Monopoly.
To me, the price point. So the smaller the ticket, the smaller the jackpot. Is that it just literally as simple as that? And the way the odds, and I'm sure I can go somewhere and find all the odds because this is what you do sitting at the top of the Maryland Lottery and gaming, is that if I'm playing a $10 ticket, chances of me winning $100 are better than playing a $1 ticket. Does that make sense?
Exactly. That's the perfect explanation. And people can go to mdlottery.com and get all the latest on prizes remaining at all these price points. But the key part about it this time we're running out, because we've done Monopoly game off and on over the years. But the key thing this time is that all six of those price points contribute to a second chance contest. We'll have six drawings throughout the first 6 months of the year. The first drawing will be February 21st, so that people who have non-winning tickets enter those tickets into this pool, And each day, the progressive jackpot will grow. Today, for example, we're at over $4,700 of a progressive jackpot. So some lucky winner on February 21st, and we have many weeks to go between now and then, that jackpot is only going to rise. Some lucky winner will win that progressive jackpot. We've never done that before. That's going to be a lot of fun for some lucky person.
Do you have to have a $10 ticket to do that, or is that you can do it a $1 ticket?
You can do it from one up to 20. You get the number of entries based on the denomination of the ticket. So if you have a $5 non-winning ticket and enter that in, you get 5 entries. If you have a $20 non-winning ticket, you get 20 entries. I'm glad we don't have a $50 ticket because I'd be doing this a lot.
You know what? You're going to hate me for saying this, but this reminds me of like when you would go to the bull roast and you get the tickets and you get an arm's length, you know what I mean? For the jackpot or whatever. If you buy $5, you get an elbow, you buy 20, you get the whole arm. You know what I mean? So like exactly. you get more chances. I got it.
Thank you for the visual.
But was that good? It's radio. So, I mean, sometimes right, at least. Right. I'm trying to.
But because it is radio, I'm going to tease you, Nestor.
About the way I look?
the line forms around the block for that. That's not easy to do or tough to do. But you know what? I'm going to ask you some Monopoly trivia to see how much of a Monopoly expert you, sir, are.
All right. Before I do this, I watch Jeopardy, okay?
Okay.
And there was a Monopoly question literally on a Tuesday night. And Amy Schneider is just – nobody's ever going to beat Amy Schneider. Amy Schneider will be doing Jeopardy as long as Amy Schneider wants to do Jeopardy. or until Matt Imodio shows up or something or Ken Jennings decides to – but the question – and I knew the answer to this one. So I just want to give you this one because I don't want you to – give away that I already know one answer, but it was where can you find Ventnor Place, Atlantic, whatever. It was Atlantic City is where Monopoly's board was based on. So I know that much about it. I've played a million Monopoly games. I've rolled those dice from the time I was a kid. So let's go. I'm ready.
All right.
I feel so like this is something I might have a chance to win.
Unlike Jeopardy, you don't have to phrase your answer in the form of a question. So I will ask the questions and I will give you 4 choices as answers. So question number 1, how many properties are avenues?
Oh, man, that's tough because there was a lot of places. There was a boardwalk.
All right, so hang on. I'm going to help you.
Avenues. Hold on. Ventnor was an avenue. St.
Dude, James, we don't have the time to do all avenue. This. So here are your options. 15, 16, 17, or 18?
I'm going with 16.
17.
Ah.
17. Right. But you know what? We're going to play that forward a little bit. Which property is landed on most often?
Tennessee Avenue or St. James Avenue. St. James.
Dude, I'm giving you the answers. And so hang on. Illinois Avenue, Kentucky Avenue, Vermont Avenue, Atlantic Avenue.
I'm going with Vermont because I think it was a 7 in a baby blue to start with. I'm going with Vermont, but the last one was Atlantic. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going with Vermont.
You know what? Wrong again, but I like your logic. You're starting. See, I can hear the wheels turning.
I always wanted to own the orange ones, which were St. James, Tennessee, and something else. It was an orange one because when you would hit it in New York, you would hit it coming out of jail. And so I always wanted to have that. So when you went to jail, you land on my hotel. You got to come through my place when you get out of jail.
You are scarily close to this. Illinois Avenue is the correct answer, but it is the most frequently landed on space is jail. And the most commonly rolled number is 7.
God, I hope society's not really like that. Jeez. Well, 7, I know about 7s because I've played craps. So, like, I get it. You know what I mean? From an odds standpoint, from a, 7
so that's why
coming right out of jail logic. To me would have been my logic. And I don't even know what 7 is, but I think it's one of the orange ones.
Well, I don't know, but 14 out of jail is Illinois. So I don't know why they figure it would be 7 and then 7 again.
Are you looking at the Monopoly chart? I'm not cheating.
I have it all here.
The last time I looked at a Monopoly chart, I'll be honest with you. I was in Wise Markets in Dundalk, and they have a Dundalkopoly. And I literally, there's a, you know, they brand that. So I was looking at like what rates in Dundalk for like a square. And I aspire to be on the next, you know, that I'm a stop. I just don't want to be the jail. You know, I want to be of utility. Yep.
I can tell you what, last one. And if your listeners care, if they haven't turned off yet, they can go to mdlottery.com and see these questions and more Monopoly trivia. But the last one for us.
Are you saying I'm not making this interesting? Because I am.
You are. This is riveting radio. I love it.
Everybody's played Monopoly, right? I mean.
So which animal is the newest Monopoly token? Rabbit, T-Rex, eagle, whale.
T-Rex.
You're leaving on a high note here, Nestor. Answer is right? T-Rex. T-Rex replaced the wheelbarrow in 2017.
Oh, they got rid of the wheelbarrow? No wonder we have no work. We get a better work ethic in this country, trading in.
There you go.
You know, prehistoric creatures for wheelbarrows. John Martin is here. He is our friend from Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'm going to get out and let myself play with Crab Cake Tour, but I'm also, let's get sports wagering. Let's do a little quick one here because there's a lot of football this weekend. There was a lot of football last weekend. There were a lot of big, and I'm thinking to myself, I can go gamble now. I'm allowed to talk about it. I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to brag about it as much as I want. Yes. I'm starting to see this a little more clearly than I used to pick games 30 years ago. And it stopped being my thing on the radio right around the time the Ravens got to town, where I didn't think about it in those ways. And when it was nationally syndicated, I did games, but it's been like 20 years since I've really thought about point spreads that I would even know what the point spreads are. So I found it to be more interesting heading into this weekend, the 3.5 and where the value is, whether quarterbacks are going to play. So I'm thinking about it a little differently because Luke and I did a whole segment on it this week. And I know people are taking advantage of this. And last weekend, big finishes, big finals, all that stuff.
It's great.
I think these places are buzzing, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely are. And again, just to catch people up, we have five locations. All of them happen to be casinos that are currently open for sports wagering. We have three more locations. All of them happen to be off-track betting locations that have been awarded licenses by the SWARC, but they've not yet been issued licenses by Maryland Lottery and Gaming because, quite frankly, they have yet to comply with all of the controls and protocols to get them up and running. So we're optimistic that all three of those locations will come up here over the next several weeks. I can't imagine any of them will be ready for Super Bowl, unfortunately, at this point. They may be ready for March Madness, but that's okay. That's their momentum. That's their timeline to get up and running. They've already gotten past the tough part, which is the vetting process and in the awarding of the license. So now it's just a matter of, and our buddy at Greenmount Station is one of them, Chris. It's just a matter of getting their infrastructure in place and ready to go. He's in Hampstead. It includes long shots in Frederick and the riverboat on the Potomac, down actually in Colonial Beach, Virginia, where you're on the rivers of the Potomac, which are Maryland jurisdiction.
I had a crab cake down there and looked across the Potomac at exactly what you're talking about. A lot of great places down there, Southern Maryland. Folks need to go check it all out, right?
Exactly. So the next phase and where we are is hopefully between now and I'm going to say maybe the 1st of March, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be working with the SWARC to put together the information that needs to go out into the marketplace on how people can get up and running on either the additional retail licenses, if they choose to do that. We have 30 licenses that are available and up to 60 mobile, meaning using your phone, mobile licenses that will be awarded. So that information should be out in the marketplace in the next 4 to 6 weeks. We'll start to see the buzz and the interest coming along on that level. So again, we're looking towards the latter half of 2022 to get additional licenses, both on the brick and mortar locations that may opt to come in, as well as the mobile licenses, hopefully in time for the NFL in 2022.
John, I know you know that I'm no stranger to, a sports palace out in Las Vegas or whatever. This is going to be a great experience. First time I've gone out, I'm going to be going out to hopefully all five of the locations, I think, just to see them, maybe have a crab cake, maybe have
you
a,
should.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. And just get out and activate. But more than that, I want to go when there's games on. And I know it's going to be a little crowded. I'm masked up. I might be on the periphery a little bit. But I want to see it a little bit and experience it. I appreciate the partnership with you guys. I know time's a little short this week. Anything else? Listen, when I signed up to do this, some of the internal people said, you know, you and Martin can be able to do 20 minutes of fun. I'm thinking, I hope you bring more Monopoly questions back next week, because I had Ray Bachman on last week. Ray does trivia at bars, and Ray was my longtime producer, right? So Ray did a gig with me 2 weeks ago. It's the first time he's been on the show. It's the first time we've done radio in 15 years, but we did 10 years of radio together back in the day, turn of the century. And I said to him, how do you keep people from cheating? How do you keep people from going on their phone and getting the – I said, I couldn't do trivia on the radio. I did trivia on the radio back in the 90s when nobody had any way of looking it up, right? And then the internet came and like AOL, and it was all over with, right? So I said to him, how do you keep people cheating? He's like, I told him to put their phone down. I said, is that like Bruno Mars? You take their phone? He's like, no. But like, it's really easy to see when people are cheating. And I'm thinking to myself, I just want you to know this Monopoly thing, I'm not going to go study. So you can bring back some more fancy questions and all that. All right. And we'll have fun. Right. How long does a Monopoly promotion go on? A couple months?
Oh, it'll go on easily for the first half of the year. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Plenty of chances for me to learn Dundalkopoly and maybe find out, you know, some other fun facts about the little community chess guy or whatever. I haven't thought about him in a while. So
absolutely. Yeah. Look forward to it.
Hey, John Martin, the director of the Maryland Lottery and Game. He joins us from time to time. We're going to get Doug on. We're going to get Roz back and get Carol back on. I'm going to get out and be a part and let myself play here. The Crab Cake Tour is hiatus temporarily, but we're going to be doing some really special things into the spring. I'll be telling everybody about as I make. But you think I'm giving up crab cakes because of the plague? That ain't happening. We're going to be getting back out. Appreciate all of our sponsors around here. All of our wise conversations can be found at WNST, AM 1570, Towson Baltimore, where we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.